Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are very close to the new year. I hope you all survived the Christmas holidays, had a great time with your family and friends, and now we're going to begin a new year. So what I thought I would do today is I'm going to talk to you about different types of plants that can make your winter very, very enjoyable. You know, we've got the month of January, February, and in some cases March can be a month where we really don't get to do much outside. So I put together a whole series of plants that I know that would do good in your homes. So I want you to sit back with a pad of paper, a pen, good strong cup of coffee or tea, and we'll talk about various types of hanging baskets, floor plants, flowering plants, and so forth, and where they will grow in your home and how for you to take care of them. And it will also give you some ideas of presents during the next 3 months if somebody near you would like a different type of a plant for their home, for their collection. And a lot of these plants are very, very easy to take care of. And in most areas, you can put them outside during the summer months where they love it. They love that rain, that humidity, that morning dew. So when the threat of frost is over and it's safe to plant your tomatoes, you can take all your house plants, put them outside. When the kids come back and get ready to go to school in September, that's when you start thinking about bringing them back in. So let's begin with some of the best hanging plants for your windows. And I know this time of the year, the light is dull. It's short. We are gaining time, though. We're gaining 30 seconds. Eventually, we'll gain a minute. And before long, we'll be gaining a lot more every single day. So we'll start with some of the plants that really should be near a window for them to do the best. Now, the number one selling hanging plant is the spider plant. And you can buy it so that it's all green foliage. And the foliage is long. It looks like very, very coarse grass, but it will have runners and little babies that will dangle from the runners that develop in the center of the plant, cascade over the side, and dangle. But you can buy them green. You can buy them green with a white center or white with a green center. And the spider plant is a very good plant because it's a plant that will clean the air. It will take some of the chemicals that you have when you clean your carpet, when you clean your upholstery, when you polish your furniture. It will absorb that and clean the air for you. So it's a very, very good plant. One of the problems that some of you have with the spider plant is the ends of the foliage turning brown. And it doesn't happen to all of you, but some of you it does. And mostly those of you that live in an area where you have city water, where the water is purified and they add things to it to make it safer to drink and, you know, just to make it taste better also. But the one product that creates the problem with the spider plant is fluoride. And fluoride is great for your kids. They drink it. They absorb it. It'll help with their teeth. But fluoride with a spider plant is the problem. So if you're noticing that your spider plants having brown ends, cut them off, clean them, and then buy yourself a small watering can that you're going to use to water the plants in your home. And what you're going to do is, the day before you're going to water, you're going to fill that container with tap water. You're going to let it sit overnight. And in the morning, you're going to look at it, and the sides of your container on the inside will be full of bubbles. You're going to take a spoon, and you're going to stir it up, and you're going to see that all those bubbles will come to the surface, and they'll burst, and that's the fluoride gas that's in the water. So by letting it sit, the gas has a chance to go into a bubble form, like ginger ale or champagne, with the new year coming. They come to the surface, they burst, they let out the fluoride gas, and then you can water your plants, and you won't have any brown tips anymore. Okay? Now, spider plants, they need good light. They don't have to have full sun. During the winter time, they will take it. They will bleach out a little bit, so they don't have to be in the south-facing window. They can be morning sun, late-in-the-day sun, in the west window, and they'll even do well in a north-facing window. But this is a good plant. It's an easy plant to grow. It grows very quickly. You can pick off little babies to develop and start new plants. Feeding is done monthly during the winter months, which would be from September until April. And then the rest of the year, if it's outside, you can feed it a couple times a month. But in the winter, once is plenty. And again, you've got three different colors. Go easy on the water. And you probably will have to repot your spider plant every 2 to 3 years. And the way to tell is try and pull the plant out of the pot. And if it comes out of the pot easily and you can actually see soil, you're okay. But if once you pull it out, it's a solid, tangled mass of roots, it's time to repot. And the spider plant is one that does grow very, very quickly. Now, another easy plant to take care of is the pothos. And pothos is a heart-shaped leaf, and it comes with a green leaf with white spots, or a white leaf with green spots, or a white leaf with some green variegation. Now, I've always found that the more green in the foliage, the easier it's going to be for you to take care of. And the fancy, newer varieties that have probably 75% white foliage tends to burn out a little bit. If it gets too wet, if it gets too much food, if it gets too much sun. So they're not as tough as the old-fashioned greens. And you can find some that are dark green and light green foliage on the same plant also. So the old-fashioned varieties with a couple shades of green, couple shades of green and yellow blended in, But green and white is going to be more difficult. So depending on the type of gardener that you are and the temperature of your home, the more white, the more heat you're going to need. So the darker colors require less heat and less water also. So the pothos, great plant, easy to take care of, will grow long, long stems. And you'll notice that as the stems that cascade from the bottom of the pot begin to grow, where the leaf is attached to that stem, on the opposite side of the leaf, on the stem, will be a root. And when your stems get to be too long, and they're just filling in your whole window, and you want to give them a haircut, cut them back. And all you need to do is to cut a piece that has a leaf and a root. Put 4 or 5 of them in a 6-inch pot, maybe 10 in an 8-inch pot, and they'll root beautiful and start a whole new plant for you. A lot more to come right after these messages. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted perfect. pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club. It's Sunday. We're almost into the new year, and we're going to give you some ideas of some great plants for your home or for presents for friends and family. Another easy plant to take care of is the Wandering Jew. And this is a very easy to take care of plant. It has foliage that's about an inch wide and 2 to 3 inches long, and comes in many, many different colors. Some that are white and green, some that have purple, some that are just plain green, mottled varieties. But the Wandering Jew family is a very, very easy family of plants to take care of. When they get to be too big, you just cut them back, give them a haircut, cut them at a joint, and where a leaf is attached to the stem, to that cutting that you've taken, peel back 2 or 3 leaves. Dip them in rooting powder, stick them in a fresh pot of soil, 6-inch pot, maybe 5 or 6 cuttings, an 8-inch, maybe 10 or 12 cuttings, and they will root great. Now, Wandering Jew is a plant that needs some bright light to give you more coloration in the foliage, especially any of the varieties that have pinks and purples and lavenders in it. And they love the light. So, and go easy on the water. They also get brown tips. And if you get the brown tips, remember what I told you about the spider plant. It's the fluoride. So, fill your pot full of water, let it sit overnight, break up the bubbles, and then water, and you're all set. And most of your hanging plants, feed them once a month. You're in great shape. Another easy to take care of, almost foolproof hanging plant is the heart leaf philodendron. Leaf looks just like a heart. And it used to be it only came in green. Well, it now comes in green and yellow with streaks in it. And it's beautiful, the new hybrids. Deep, deep greens and really gorgeous yellows. They're easy to take care of. When they get too big, like the Wandering Jew and the Pothos, cut it back And where the leaf is attached to the stem, there'll be a bud right there that will become a root. And all you need to do is to cut these little pieces. So you need a stem about an inch long with the leaf on one side and roots on the other. Stick them in a pot, give them a good drink, and in just three weeks, they're growing. And within a couple of months, you've got a beautiful pot filled full of beautiful foliage. So the hot leaf philodendron is a plant that you really can't kill unless you drown it. So go easy on the water. And in the winter, on your house plants, if you get into a period with a lot of cloudy days, you're going to need less water. If you get into a period where it's really cold out and the heat is blasting nonstop, you're probably going to have to water more often because the heat is going to create evaporation from the foliage. And I just lift up on the pot. Feel the weight of it. If it feels heavy, leave it alone. If it's starting to feel light, then give it a good drink. Bring the plant, put it in the sink, give it a good soaking, and then water it a second time. Always water hanging baskets twice. Once to let the soil expand. Let sit for 10 minutes. Water it again, and that way there's no hot spots or dry spots in the middle of your container, because the outside edges where the soil meets the pot will always get the water first. Okay? Now, English ivy. Again, very easy to take care of. Can't kill it. It does have one problem, and you want to be careful. It does have a tendency, especially if you have a lot of humidity, you get an insect called a red spider. So when you're at the nursery and you're looking at them, look at the underside of the heart of the arrowhead-shaped leaf for the possibility of webbing. If you see any webbing, leave it alone. If you get it at the house, you can control red spider mite with all season oil or the summit oil, and that will take care of it. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning. We've been talking about hanging plants for your home. You know, you're stuck in the house, you're looking outside, it's cold out, it's snowing, you don't want to go out. Well, let's fill the windows with beautiful plants that we can enjoy. And if you're looking for something different, something unique, there's one plant called a donkey's tail. And the foliage is unique. It's kind of a silvery gray leaf. Well, yeah, it is a leaf. But it's round and it's in the shape of a vitamin. Except it's pointed on both ends. And it's very delicate to handle. So if you're going to be buying a donkey's tail with this beautiful, looks like little vitamin pills attached all the way around the stem, silvery gray with a point on them, and they're in like a cactus or hens and chickens family, so they love direct sun, they love the heat, but the only thing is they're brittle. So if you're going to buy one, don't have them put it in a sleeve. What you want to have them do is you select a plant that you want and have them put it in a box and spread out the branches, set the pot in the box, and then cover it. And then bring it home, hang it up, and it will bring you years of beautiful enjoyment with this silvery gray like a vitamin type foliage, and it's gorgeous. Now, one that's similar to the donkey's tail and grows the same way is called the string of pearls. Same type of stem, same type of growth, except that the foliage is round like a pea, a regular garden pea, and the same color as the pea. Now, they dangle from the side of the pot, and it's unique looking, like the donkey's tail, but little round pea-shaped leaves. And it will make a little white flower, not really known for it, but the foliage is beautiful and very unique. And yet a third plant, same type of characteristic, is called the rosary vine. And it has grayish, kind of oval-shaped leaves on long strings that dangle from the pot, and a little flower now and then, but totally different than the donkey's tails, or sometimes they call it the burro's tail. So if you want something unique in foliage and easy to take care of and can take a lot of heat and direct sun, think of the donkey's tail, the string of pearls, and the rosary vine. Now, if you want color, and we all want color, right? There's one called the goldfish plant. And it has small leaves, about 3/4 inch, oval in shape. It produces a flower that looks like the goldfish cookies. Bright orange. And they'll bloom off and on probably 3 or 4 times during the year. But deep, deep, deep green and shiny foliage and these beautiful flowers. And they love the sun. So the more sun you can give them, the better. Another plant that has great appearance, the polka dot plant. And you can buy it white with pink dots in it, or a couple of other shades, but it grows like a mound. It doesn't cascade the long stems, but the pink and the white versions are beautiful. They're easy to take care of, and they'll grow in any window in your house. Now, if you want the king of color for foliage, ask for the purple passion. Wow. And this one is gorgeous. The leaf looks similar to, maybe like an oak leaf. More elongated. It has purple hair on it. And the color of the leaf is shades of purple and blue and green. But a lot of purple. And it cascades on long stems. You prune it to control the length and to make it bushier. But if you want color, the purple passion is beautiful. And believe me, you will love that plant. Another plant that has color to it, no flowers, called Fittonia. And Fittonia has 1-inch rounded leaves with raised and colored veins. And the veins could be green or they could be kind of a reddish pink color. And grows very similar to the polka dot plant in a mound, but it's got color. The purple passion has color. The polka dot has color. And another one, the strawberry begonia. Oh, this is great. Cascades on thin strings, produces clusters of baby plants like the spider plant. The leaves are oval. They grow in a clump. They're multicolored, raised veins in shades of pink and red and white. Oh, they're gorgeous, and they're easy to care for. They're unique looking, and anybody can grow the strawberry begonia. And you can pull off the little babies and stick them in a pot and start new plants to give them away to friends and family. Peperonia. And there are many peperonias. There's some that are smooth, some that are kind of crinkled or wrinkled. And the shades vary from deep, deep green to pale greens and bicolors. And this plant, great in a sunny window, does not like a lot of water. So be careful with the peperoni. But it's a good plant to take care of. Another plant for color and excitement, because it moves. It's called the prayer plant. And you'll like the prayer plant because as it starts to get dark and the sun sets, the leaves begin to move. And they move up like the you putting your two hands together to pray. When the sun comes up in the morning, they separate, and it looks like two leaves. But at night, the two leaves opposite each other come together like you putting your hands together to pray. And it comes with many coloration versions. And each leaf is unique. Each leaf is different, but it's something that will change with the time of the day. And if you get a really, really cloudy day, it will stay in that praying position most of the day. Nice sunny day, the leaves open up, separate, and grow. So that's kind of fun. Now, an easy plant for you to take care of. The Swedish ivy. And Swedish ivy always came in just green. Well, it now comes variegated. Green and white, green and yellow. And there is a Swedish ivy that's white with green flecks on it. And it has, oh, a scent to it. But a pleasant scent to it. And I know you will like it. It's sometimes called manetta. Manetta. But it's a variegated Swedish ivy. And you'll love it. Now, if you like unusual foliage, how about the piggyback plant? Now, this is a fun plant. The leaf will grow 3 to 4 inches long, maybe 2 inches wide, point on an end, and almost like a heart, but not rounded like a heart is. And where the stem meets the actual leaf, when the plant matures, a baby will develop right where the stem and the leaf come together. And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 leaves will form. When you see that the leaf has a great big cluster of foliage, you cut the stem, dip it in some rooting powder, push it right into some soil, and you've got a brand new piggyback plant because the baby piggybacks on top of the mother leaf. And it's a medium green, easy to take care of. The fur or the hair on it is a little bit on the coarse side, not sharp, but it's rough, while the hair on the purple passion is soft and furry looking, similar to an African violet, how it's soft like that. Now, if you're looking for a good, easy to grow vine that will really take over, the grape ivy. And it's similar to the English ivy, except a lot bigger. Has a lot of indentations in it. and very easy to take care of. Dark, dark green in color, thick stems, and it will run almost horizontal and very easy to take care of. Every now and then, you may get a little bit of powdery mildew, so never miss the foliage on grape ivy. And just a general purpose product like neem oil will take care of powdery mildew if it does develop on your grape ivy. Okay? So, again, a very easy to take care of plant. Now, ferns. The best of the ferns and the one with the most character, and I love it, is called a staghorn fern. And it gets its name because each of the individual branches look like the antlers of a deer, except they're flat. And many of these new fronds will develop, and they look beautiful. You can put them outside for the summer. My son, who lives in Florida, he can grow it year-round. He just take a big wire basket, probably 12 to 14 inch, line it with moss, put that staghorn fern in it, hang it from a tree, and it will live for years and years. And down south, where they can stay outside, or if you have a greenhouse, they'll spread 3 to 4 feet and get that high. They are... A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning. Excuse me, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been talking about hanging plants this hour, and we got a few more for you. One of them that I find can be a little bit difficult during the winter months is the Boston fern. They're beautiful outside. You bring them in, and if you've got forced hot air heat, don't even go there. This plant will not survive in the house. I don't care if you've got two green thumbs. The Boston fern in a forced hot air house does not like it at all. And never in a room where there's a wood stove or a pellet stove. It's just too dry, and it doesn't do well. The one thing you have to say to yourself when you're growing a fern, they like moisture. So water as needed, and it could be once a week, it could be twice, it could be once every 2 weeks. Again, depending on the temperature of your home, the window, and what the weather's like outside. Cloudy days, it doesn't use as much moisture. Sunny days, it uses a lot. Misting of the foliage, that helps big time. So if you can mist it every single day, it's going to help to hold that plant together. Otherwise, it tends to dry out from the center. And what you have to do, if you notice it, take it down, shake it, grab it and shake it from the hanger, and you won't believe all the brown foliage that will fall from it. And that's due to the humidity. So, I like ferns, but if your house is forced hot air, it's just not going to do well for you. Begonias, and you can buy all kinds of what they call Rex, R-E-X, begonias. And they do wonderful. And they come in all colors, all shapes, and some of them, like there's one called Iron Cross. And the foliage is textured, and you've got dark green, light green, and in the middle, deep, deep, deep green that looks just like a cross. But there are many color variations, pinks, reds, some yellows, some oranges, many colors that you will enjoy. And then, let's think about some of you that have saved your fuchsia, your impatience, your lantana, even geraniums, ivy geraniums, or regular geraniums. If you saved them, cut it back a little bit to stimulate some new growth, clean up all the yellow leaves, give them a good shot of a time-release fertilizer. I absolutely love dynamite, and it's going to be more available this year. And I put it on all my plants during the winter and once during the spring, because it lasts 6 months. Put some dynamite in there, and then once a month, use a liquid. So give them a little bit of a push. But the various kinds of Rex begonias are beautiful. And maybe during the holidays, you purchase a Rieger or Rieger begonia. And these begonias will bloom all winter long. And they do great in a hanging basket. So then they come in yellow, red, white, pink, and all kinds of other variations on those major colors. And they'll bloom all winter long. So just thinking about all the hanging plants that you have now, there's something for everybody. There's a different color, a different shape, a leaf texture, some that like the sun, some that like the shade, and there's a plant for every window in your home. So don't get cabin fever. Go visit your local nursery. Have them show you what they've got for hanging plants. And if they don't have what you like, go look someplace else. But buy a couple of hanging plants and enjoy the winter. Coming up this next hour, we're going to talk about flowering plants that will make you excited all winter long.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.